lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
I'm a mid-sized business.
One of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the cloud.
Who can I trust?
A bookstore?
A search site?
I need a partner with experience.
To manage my infrastructure.
And help keep my data secure.
Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month. Learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at ibm.com/engines/cloud. Price subject to change.
Target Talk St. Louis, every Sunday from 6 to 7:30 p.m., is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Join host Stephen King as he discusses the world of firearms, from competitions to firearm safety.
Have storm damage to your roof, siding, or gutters? Hi, Mark Connolly, manager of Connolly Roofing and Exteriors, a family tradition for over 100 years. 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100.
I know what you're thinking. I waited a week for this. That's what you're thinking. We'll wait no more. You're going to get caught up on all the gossip, all the scoop.
People are talking.
And you know who's going to get you caught up? The one, the only, Tina Marie Dalpiez with the Wood Report.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Well, I normally start with the people who have died, but there was a story about Tom Cruise, and it's fairly long, so I'll try and make it brief.
It's scary, though.
Well, yeah.
I will not apologize for who I am.
Yeah, we know.
There's a gal. She's an actress. She's Iranian-born, London-raised, and I'm not sure how to say her name. It's like Nazanin Boniadi.
That sounds good to me.
She's on General Hospital. She's saying that the Scientologist people were kind of like vetting these women. They called in these women and said they were being kind of auditioned for like a role. And they just asked them all kinds of questions, including what they thought of Tom Cruise. And evidently she said she liked him. They liked her. So they just started questioning her more in depth, like a month long thing about all kinds of details, personal.
Now, at this point, she had never met him, right?
Right. A month later, they first met in New York for dinner. She said it wasn't a one-on-one date, but there was like an entourage from the Scientology church.
So they
were present. That's what she's saying.
These marriages. Mm.
That's what she's saying. She says she fell in love with him, but he didn't feel the same. He said something about the fact that,
that's some good stuff.
She said they did not have sex. He said,
ever?
I get more love from an extra than I get from you.
Whoa.
Wow.
Still, he moved her into his home, and she was issued a credit card under the name of Cruise's production company. I guess he got tired of her, decided she wasn't going to work, so they took her out of the home, put her at this celebrity center, the Scientology Center. And she was punished by scrubbing toilets, cleaning bathroom tiles,
well,
digging ditches.
Why would she agree to that?
I have no idea. It's kind of like she was kidnapped or something.
This is weird.
Wow.
The Church of Scientology says it's a bunch of hogwash. There was no project.
Of course
and
they do.
That they would never try and help him find a bride.
I believe so it.
We'll
from everything else I've seen about this outfit, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Well, I read that there's another director out there. I can't remember who it was. That was a part of the Church of Scientology, and he said he believes every word of it. So. We'll see.
He was there.
More may come of that. Of course, I'm going to talk about Michael Clarke Duncan. I just thought he was such a great actor. He's best known for the Oscar-nominated role as the death row inmate who possessed the magical healing powers in the 1999 film The Green Mile.
I just got an idea. I have to throw it out.
Okay.
I have an idea. I'm going to write it down after the show. It's the seed, the beginning of a new movie. It's based on the Beverly Hillbillies.
Here it comes.
But the young man in the family, the Jethro character, has been convicted of murder and is sentenced to death. Jethro Bodine.
Oh, my goodness. That's the name of the movie?
Thank you. No. No, it's not. No? I don't have a name for the movie.
He was 54, by the way. He'd been in a hospital since July 13th following a heart attack. Before he became an actor, he worked as a bodyguard for people like Will Smith, Martin Lawrence, and Jamie Foxx. Now, the night of his heart attack, his girlfriend, Omarosa, who people probably know from The Apprentice, worked really hard to revive him. It took her about 5 minutes, and that's why what they're saying actually caused the death, because his organs were without oxygen for more than 5 minutes.
Yeah, and they all started shutting down.
Right, lately. And they could just never get them back healthy enough to help him survive.
Now, you're going to tell him about the vegetarian part?
No, I'm not. But also, his friends are saying that people didn't know it, but they were engaged to be married next January.
Oh, he and Omarosa?
Yes.
Can I tell him the vegetarian
part? Well, sure.
Here's this guy, this giant man, and 3 years ago, he becomes vegetarian. Earlier this year, he appeared in a video for PETA, and in it, he talks about how much better he's felt the last 3 years since he has become a vegetarian. Dead. I rest my case.
Also dead, Mark Abrahamian. He was the lead guitarist for the rock group Starship. He died of a heart attack after a concert in Nebraska over the weekend. He was only 46.
You think they die during a concert when you're really stressed and you're going at it. I never understood why you have a heart attack after you've just put yourself through the ring. There was a guy in St. Louis years ago, and he was in the music jingle business. It's a long time ago. He wrote commercial jingles, and he never took a vacation. I'm not making this up. So he takes a vacation. Everybody finally convinces him. He goes on a 2-week cruise in the Caribbean, dies on the cruise ship. Now, of a heart attack.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Sorry, Tina. I'm really not sorry. Part of the whole charm of
this
the
has never happened
is you
before.
Being interrupted.
Yeah. Billy Joe Armstrong of Green Day has been released from an Italian hospital. Locals from the town tried to visit the singer while he was in the hospital. They said he was suffering from gastric problems, but he since coming out of the hospital, he told people, he kind of mimicked or mimed that he could not speak. Evidently, he had really strained vocal cords. So
now
he's out of the...
Who is this?
Billy Joe Armstrong.
You know him from Green Day.
Yeah. The little teeny guy with the black mascara or the black eyeliner.
Oh, I do know.
Yeah.
He's a funny looking guy.
Yeah, he's kind of like a little... Yeah,
he had gastric problems?
Well, that's what they said, but he's saying it was his throat. So they canceled the...
Well, that's a funny sounding throat.
They canceled the concert in Bologna,
Italy. Green Day.
And,
Green Apple Splattered Day.
Yeah.
Freddie Mercury has been honored with an animated video in which the singer is portrayed as an angry bird. The creators of the Angry Birds franchise have posted a video set to Queen's Bicycle Race and Queen members. So he's an angry bird, actually, and I guess they sing the song. And I saw a picture of it. It has a little mustache like him. It's kind of cute. Meanwhile, in London, Queen members Brian May and Roger Taylor are hosting the third annual fundraiser, Freddie for a Day, which benefits the Mercury Phoenix Trust work towards AIDS research.
What does that mean, Freddie for a Day? You get to be Freddy for a day? You get to sing? Or what does that mean?
I don't know. That's just what they call it.
Okay.
Actor Jesse Williams, he plays a doctor in Grey's Anatomy, married his longtime girlfriend over the weekend. Aaron Drake Lee is a real estate broker. They've been together for 5 years.
You know what? My wife watches Grey's Anatomy. Do you watch Grey's Anatomy?
No.
I would know this guy, I'm sure, if I saw him. But the one character that I just can't watch on Grey's Anatomy, and she's in everything, that's Susan Oh, or whatever. The Japanese.
Oh, yeah.
Sandra Oh,
that's her.
She was in that movie, Sideways.
Yes, I can't stand her. I just can't stand to look at her, and I can't stand her in acting. I don't know. But she's in Grey's Anatomy.
Okay. Actress Alicia Cuthbert.
Ooh, yeah.
From Happy Endings, now engaged to hockey player Dion, I guess you say it, Fanuf. The couple began dating.
Fanuf.
They began dating in May of 2008, so it's taken 4 years to get engaged. Good grief.
And who's the big star of Happy Endings, the main star?
I've never seen
her. You know her.
Olivia Munn?
No, the main peon would know, because I mentioned her name to him, and he went nuts because she's got such, you know, nice ones. Happy Endings. It stars, I know you can find this. And I never appreciated her until this Happy Endings, and I saw an episode of this thing. She's the main star.
Aliza Coop?
No.
Oh, Alicia Cuthbert. I think that's who she... No?
No. Happy Ending. Somebody will know. They'll call us. Go ahead, Tina. We'll find out.
Chris Evans, who played Captain America, and Minka Kelly are back together. They dated in 2007 before going their separate ways. She was with New York Yankees shortstop Derek Jeter. He was dating Jessica Biel.
Oh, here we go. Megan Mullally.
No.
No?
No, no. Happy endings.
Megan Mullally. She's the funny gal, isn't she?
From Will and Grace? She's got a nice set.
Okay. Former football star Michael Strahan joined Live with Kelly as a permanent co-host yesterday, about 4 years after his first appearance on the show. He was joking around with Regis, and Regis was like, so what do you want to do after football? And he's like, well, I wouldn't mind having your job. There you go.
Hmm. Yeah, I heard a commentator talking about that today, and you could tell what they meant was, what the person meant to say and wanted to say but was afraid to say it was, well, I think they put him on with her so they'd have a black person on the show. And he said everything skirting around that. He said, well, I think it's obvious they wanted someone with a different opinion from a different lifestyle. And it said everything you could think of to say except black.
I thought they did it because they did a whole bunch of interviews. You know, they had all kinds of people sit in for like a week at a time. And I thought they had the best chemistry.
He scored really well with the audience. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. Biggest Loser trainer Jillian Michaels.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Oh, that's not happy
ending.
That was a movie. I think that was a movie Happy Endings where she was like a massage therapist.
But that's a TV thing.
Yeah, it was a TV movie, but this is, I think, a TV series.
Yes, this is a sitcom series.
Okay, but she's in one also
where she...
That she's a massage therapist.
Oh, yeah.
Jennifer Love Hewitt. And I never paid any attention to her until this thing. And holy mackerel, she's smoking hot.
I know, because she's so tiny everywhere else.
Yeah.
Okay, so Biggest Loser trainer Jillian Michaels is returning to the weight loss show this season. She left the show in May of 2011.
She scares me.
Yes, she does.
She's scary.
She has that stinky smile, too, that Renee Zellweger...
And she's not attractive to me, either.
Well, she's almost attractive, but... She's too manly.
Yes.
But she's hot in a weird way.
She looks like she could be like a sadomasochist or something, doesn't she? Like have a whip in her room or something.
If you didn't do it just right and you were with her, she'd kill you.
Yeah, Joe Hipperson really likes that about her. He said that he would let her do all kinds of
things. Well, he wouldn't have a choice.
They're actually going to have teenagers on the show this year. She said they're going to be on the show part of a team, but they're not going to be doing the competitions and stuff. I guess they think it's too controversial to have
kids on there before, haven't they?
Well,
families?
I think they're going to do some kind of counseling off the set.
Hmm. I can't believe nobody has died on that show. Did you ever see those? Biggest Loser?
Holy
like a 540-pound guy, and they got this guy pushing Buick or something.
Yeah.
Rolling big logs. And I just thought, how could nobody have died on that show?
Mark Anthony has signed on to The X Factor. He's going to be the celebrity mentor for Simon Cowell. So far we have Nick Jonas. He's going to be working with Demi Lovato. And Justin Bieber working with Ellie Reid. We're not sure yet who's going to be working with Britney Spears. Heidi Klum and her bodyguard Martin Kristen were seen canoodling on the beach in Spain last week.
I can't stand that word.
Canoodling?
I hate that word.
Yeah. They returned from Spain looking more like a couple than a boss and her employee. Okay, evidently this seal hired this guy to be his bodyguard. He had him working with his wife while they were married. He's kind of accused her of messing around with this guy while they were married. She says, no way, that never happened. Now he's kind of backpedaling and say, well, I really didn't mean that you were up.
Who cares?
Yeah.
I mean.
So I think he fired the guy.
Russell Crowe. I first heard canoodling, Mike Evans. He's used that for a long time.
They've seen canoodling.
It's not a word a man should use.
I like it. Oh, and he wants a chunk of her $70 million.
Who doesn't?
Oscar-winning actor Russell Crowe was lost in his kayak the other day off of New York's Long Island. He was out there kayaking with a friend for about 4.5 hours. They went about 10 miles. It got dark. They were lost. Luckily, a U.S. Coast Guard boat came along and picked them up.
Don't you know it's humiliating and embarrassing for tough guy Russell Crowe
to be rescued?
I mean, out in the dark.
And they said they didn't know who he was. You know, they just thought it was two guys. And the picture of him that I saw, it looks like he doesn't have any hair, or it's way, way back there, you know, from all that, poofy kind of squirrely hair he had before.
He's such a tough guy. I he's humiliated by this.
France plans to honor Paul McCartney with the Legion of Honor for services to music. He'll be decorated at the rank of officer by French President François, I guess it's Holland, in a ceremony Saturday in Paris. Other singers who've received the honor include Barbra Streisand and Liza Minnelli. Now, this guy, I don't know if I'm going to be able to say his name. He is the heir to the Red Bull energy drink fortune. He was arrested after he fatally hit a policeman with his Ferrari and dragged the guy down a street. His name is Voryus Uvidia. Something like that. Uvidia. He's 27. He admitted that he was behind the wheel when he struck the cop, but he says the officer had abruptly cut him off. His family is worth $5.4 billion. They're only the fourth richest family in Thailand.
Now, wait a minute. The cop cut him. How do you drag his body down the street because he cut him off? In traffic, in a car? How did he cut him off?
I'm not sure. He didn't go into it.
When you say a cop cut me off, I think of in his cop car he cut me off.
Yeah.
So how does that translate into dragging his body?
Yeah, he must have stepped out in front of him or something.
It sounds to me like this guy is screwed.
He's been arrested. Yeah. Christina Aguilera says she used to be too thin. She's now proud that she has a booty. She also encourages fellow curvy girls to flaunt their figures.
Mm.
According to TMZ, 91-year-old Prince Philip's wiener was exposed under his kilt while seated at the gathering for the Highland Games in Scotland this weekend. He was sitting near his wife, Queen Elizabeth.
Oh, man.
Yep.
I looked it up. Dangling.
It was the what was that movie with Sharon Stone? Where she kind of crisscrossed her legs. Yeah, his legs were kind of uncrossed. Mm-hmm. So you could just, you know.
But what I'm saying is, I doubt that it was at attention.
Little turtle head.
Yeah, probably
he's 91.
But I looked it up, and it says, traditionally, Scottish regiments did not wear anything below their kilt.
That's been a question for forever and ever. Do they wear anything under there? And now we learn they don't.
That's right. The Price is Right celebrated its 40th anniversary with host Drew Carey. He welcomed favorite contestants from the past, but they did not invite Bob Barker.
Mistake.
That's right. He has been criticizing the show. They've been giving away trips. They gave away a trip to, I think it was like, it was a place where they have the whales and the sharks and things, dolphins.
Bob.
The last thing he was mad about was the Calgary Stampede in Canada because they're notorious for horse deaths. So,
yeah.
That's probably why they didn't.
My son just sent me a text. He said it was a motorcycle cop. That's how he ended up being able to drag his body.
I gotcha.
And he says it was Ferrari FF4 of FF4 passenger all-wheel drive Ferrari.
That's good to know.
So the motorcycle cop would explain. All right. There you go.
Thank you.
Adam?
Adam, you just said your son. Yeah. Beverly Hills Cop pilot's been picked up by CBS for the small screen adaptation of the Eddie Murphy movie. He'll appear in the pilot. He may be a recurring character if it goes well. The show's going to focus supposedly on somebody called Aaron, who's going to be the son of Axel Foley. So that could be interesting.
Sounds like a disaster to me.
All right. Weird kitty flick, The Oogie Loves in the Big Balloon Adventure. Earned only $448,000. It was in 2,160 theaters this last weekend.
I've never heard of it.
It's a kiddie movie. It's Oogie Loves in the Big Balloon Adventure. So they figured out each theater averaged $207.
They look like Teletubbies. I think it's the same guy that created the Teletubbies.
Right.
You remember those big, colorful stuffed animals?
So I think it's probably one of the worst ever openings at the movies. The Possession opened in first place with $17.7 million. Lawless was second with $11.8 million. The Expendables 2 was third with $8.8 million in ticket sales. Birthdays, Beyonce is 31. Actor Max Greenfield, he's from New Girl, he's 33.
What's New Girl?
That's someone with the cute little gal that's Zooey Deschanel.
Oh, yeah.
Actor Wes Bentley, he was in American Pie, and he was in The Hunger Games. He's 34. Actress Ione Skye.
You know that I don't know any of these people. It's gotten to where I don't even, I hear a list of big current stars. I have no idea who they are.
Yeah, I don't really either.
I don't recognize any of these names.
Yeah, I heard a song on the radio the other day. It's like, well, that's really good. That sounds like blah, blah, blah. And then they said the gal's name was like,
who?
Blah, blah, blah. You don't know her?
Yeah.
Oh,
she's big.
Actor-comedian Damon Wayans is 52. You've heard of him, right? Actress Candy Alexander is 55. She was CSI
News
Miami.
Radio.
Yeah, news radio. And she was on ER. She played Dr. Peter Benton's sister. Singer Merrill Bubba Knight. He is Gladys Knight's older brother. He was a pip.
Oh, he was just one of the pips.
Gladys's brother. He is 70, and actress, singer, dancer Mitzi Gaynor.
Oh my goodness,
is 81.
Wow.
And that is the Wood River.
Wow.
Is she related to Gloria?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think there's any relation. I'll tell you, when you talk about comprehensive, you talk about covering it all, everything, you just heard it from Tina Dalpiez.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Meet me at 6 in the thank you room.
Okay.
All right. Do a little business, and then we're going to hear from Joe Hipperson, because today is the day the DVDs are out and the CDs are out, and today might be the day. This just could be the day you decide to change where you do your banking. I was in First Community today. I went in, and they have some new people. And I've been in before when it's training day, and that's I feel uncomfortable for the people being trained because there's that person over your shoulder.
Do they have a badge, too, that says I'm in training?
No, but you can tell they are, and they're so determined not to make a mistake. I mean, they and they're apologizing. Oh, I'm sorry. And they didn't really even do anything, and they're apologizing. And I know that has to be a very nervous time for them, and I'm sure especially at First Community Credit Union where they do things right. That's really the only way to do anything there is right, and you either get it right or I'm sure you gone. Apparently, they all got it right because I went in today, and some of the people that I saw that were in training are now on their own. You know, I guess that's like getting your driver's license. If you work at a like First Community Credit Union, when the teller's window is all yours, there is no instructor, there's nobody there to help you. Now you're on your own, and when somebody walks up, whatever it is they need to do, you're on your own.
And even if you were a teller before, everybody has their own way of doing things.
Exactly. So welcome to the new people at First Community Credit Union. That also tells me they are hiring people, which tells me business is good. And that's not all that tells me that. Mr. Barks, the president, told me himself that business is very good at First Community Credit Union. There he is, Glenn Barks. Now, why would it be so good? Because, maybe the service is really great. And when you go in there, you feel special. Whether you have Milburn Drysdale kind of Beverly Hillbillies money, or you just have an average savings account and checking account, everybody is special because everybody at some level is an owner. The customers, called members, are owners of First Community Credit Union. I also got a chance to hear a little bit, and I don't usually, of the yard sale Saturday morning, because when I was on my way to Cracker Barrel to have a breakfast that my wife wasn't sitting next to me to stop me from having, I heard some of the yard sale.
What'd you end up getting?
That is so much fun.
Did you get grits?
No, I didn't get grits.
Biscuits and gravy.
You bet I did. Biscuits, gravy,
bacon.
Pancakes, bacon, eggs. That's enough. We'll stop right there. But I got to hear a little bit of the yard sale. And it was fun. It was so much fun to listen to. To listen to these people selling things and looking for things. And the reason I mention that is, as you probably know, that is sponsored exclusively by First Community Credit Union. We thank them for that. You're going to thank them for the great service and the very competitive rates, whether it's on money you're saving or money you're borrowing. First Community Credit Union. You can start here. FirstCommunity.com.
With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. How are things going, Tim?
Oh, not too bad, Tina. They are looking at downtown. Everything is looking great at 55. It's rolling right up to the Poplar Street Bridge. No delays on eastbound 64. And once you get over the bridge, 5570 looks good through 64. Southbound 270, that's running a bit heavy now. In pockets from 64 down through Doherty Ferry. They had, last check, they had wrapped up that accident on westbound 44 between Vandeventer and Kings Highway. They still find some slow traffic from back at Grand, and it's going to inch its way up towards Hampton, so it'll be a little heavy there. And it's slow again from 141 through Antire Road on westbound 44. And this report's brought to you by United Way. What do Bieber, Underwood, and a police officer have in common? At givebidwin.com, United Way's online auction, you can bid on all of these and many more amazing items. Hurry, auction ends Thursday at givebidwin.com. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, I'm Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Over 1 million texts.
Over 1 million texts.
So far on the KTRS text line, there have been over 1 million texts. That's a heck of a lot of texts.
What does that mean?
Lots and lots and lots of people know that by texting news to 84126, they can get the latest updates. By texting Mizzou to 84126, they can get the latest Tiger updates. And by texting cards to 84126, they won't miss out on any Redbird-related news.
And, of course, you can text your questions and comments.
The KTRS text line.
Your connection to us and our connection to you.
On the Big 550 KTRS.
The secret to losing weight isn't really a secret. It's not about starving yourself. It's about replacing bad foods
with something better.
Something delicious.
Something you can try free today.
Introducing Right Size Smoothies, the delicious way to put your eating habits on autopilot. And when your eating habits are on autopilot, your weight loss is on autopilot. And today, clinically tested Right Size Smoothies are yours to try free. Call 1-800-900-5724. These cutting-edge, hunger-smashing smoothies are clinically tested to help you lose weight over a pound a week as part of your diet plan. That's why we're offering anyone who calls today a free two-week trial of our powerful clinically tested smoothies.
You can even get free shipping. This is your chance to see real weight loss
and change your life.
Try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks, and we'll also send you our best-selling blender bottle absolutely free. Call 1-800-900-5724. Ask how you can even get free shipping. That's 1-800-900-5724.
Susie Orman on life insurance.
Susie, I've got life insurance through work. That's enough, isn't it?
I don't think so. You know, the truth of the matter is you need enough insurance to generate the income to replace what your salary is in case you were to die. So if you're making $50,000 a year, chances are you need more than what you have at work. Check out term life insurance.
A man, 43, in excellent health, can get a 10-year, $500,000 term life insurance policy through SelectQuote for under $27 a month. For your free quote, call 1-800-900-1537. 1-800-900-1537. 1-800-900-1537. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Stuffies, it's what's inside that counts.
Stuffies are cuddly creatures on a mission to keep your kids' treasure safe. So we ask kids across America, what's in your stuffy?
My stuffy keeps my candy from my brother.
My dime holds all my favorite cars. See his eyes? They're always watching my stuff.
Stuffies have top secret pockets that are fun to discover.
There's a lot of pockets to this thing.
Kids always have stuff to store. With Stuffies, they'll find room for more and more. Now, as part of our special radio offer, your child's Stuffy will arrive with a free full-size storybook and free super secret surprise inside.
Whoa!
Surprise your child with a Stuffy today. For this special radio offer with free storybook and surprise, text the word LOVE to 99000. Must be 18 years or older to order.
Stuffies, it's what's inside that counts.
Text the word LOVE to 99000.
One day, as another workday comes to a close.
Hey, honey.
Oh, man, what a day. I feel like I've worked 12 hours, and I really don't feel like going home to cook.
So let's do dinner at DeLeo's in Florissant.
DeLeo's for dinner, huh? One problem.
There's a problem?
Yeah, there's a problem.
With DeLeo's?
No, all the lunches we've done at DeLeo's were fabulous, especially the Big Rabboni.
A great sandwich. I can taste why it was declared the best of the best in the U.S. on the Food Network, which also rated DeLeo's as one of the top 5 delis in America. So what's the problem?
I was already at DeLeo's today for lunch.
DeLeo's Cafe and Deli is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. till 9 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. till 9 p.m., and Sunday from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m.
So now we can have breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
DeLeo's Cafe and Deli has an outdoor patio, a free private party room, and Wi-Fi. There are also 3 art galleries featuring local artists.
Food for the body and food for thought.
DeLeo's Cafe and Deli, just south of Newhall's Ferry on North Lindbergh and Florissant. For more, go to DeLeo'sDeli.com.
Tonight, I'm making it DeLeo's.
Hi, this is Mike Matheny, and I know a good thing when I see it. That's why I get my cars from St. Paul GM Country. I can find the car or truck that I want, whether it's a Cadillac, Chevy, Buick, or GMC. The deals are great, and the service is even better. That's a winning combination.
We've been taking care of Mike and most of the team for many years. We'll take care of you, too, with the best deals and over-the-top service after the sale. At St. Paul GM Country, everyone leaves happy.
I always do.
St. Paul.com, just minutes from South County. GM
Country. Don't be fooled by these out-of-town roofers. Make sure you hire someone who's been here yesterday, who'll be here today, and who'll be here tomorrow. I'm talking about John Beal Roofing. Three generations in the St. Louis metropolitan area. Residential, commercial, industrial. John Beal Roofing not only can fix your roof, they're up to date on all the latest products, procedures, and building codes. John Beal Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. That's 1-800-NEW-ROOF or johnbealroofing.com.
Motorhomes, travel trailers, fifth wheel trailers, and more. RVs, RVs, and more RVs at the St. Louis Fall RV Show and Sale. Get your best deal now on new models and closeouts. This Friday through Sunday, outdoors at St. Louis Mills Shopping Center. Free admission.
Fifth Third Bank believes that creating a better banking experience for everyone starts with listening. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank. Member FDIC.
Fifth to B Square.
All right, it's Tuesday. DVDs are out. Fewer places to get them. I miss Blockbuster. I miss the little neighborhood. I do. Mm-hmm. Little neighborhood video.
There's still a couple around.
Yeah, but now we have to go to those stupid big refrigerator-looking things. Blue box, red box, whatever. And half the time, empty. And one you want's not in there. Don't get me started. So it's time to find out what's out today. CDs, DVDs, the man that has it is Joe Hipperson. The people who make his appearance possible are the folks at Oreck and the seven locally owned and operated Oreck Home Care Centers. When you go in, you ask to see the new Miele vacuum cleaner. And, of course, they have the Oreck vacuum cleaners as well and a lot of other great products. And, again, they are locally owned and operated. Oreck presents Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes. Hey. Yes, yes, yes.
How are you, Joe?
I'm doing okay, Frank. I'm healing. I had a bit of an incident over my Labor Day weekend. Uh-oh. I had an epic hip weekend, the family and whatnot, and the kids and I. We had this giant Nerf gun battle, and I'm not kidding you, and I know it's radio, it's not TV, I get that, but I took a Nerf gun bullet to the face. And it really did swell out. I mean, it was under my eye, and it was swollen. And
when I think Nerf, I think of a sponge.
Yes, but some of these have got this bizarre rubber tip at the end of them. All right, uh-huh. Some of them have a little bit of Velcro
what
in there.
What a baby.
Now, come on.
I'm telling you, I took one with a rubber tip to the face, and
I don't see anything.
No. If I got real close to you right now, you could see the discoloration under my eye, and you could notice a little bit of puff.
No.
I'm serious.
You're going to get close.
Taken down by a Nerf bullet.
This is the equivalent of somebody being hit with a sponge.
Yes. Come on.
Really? Like a dishwashing
sponge. Like a noodle
sponge.
In the pool.
Hurt by a water balloon.
I've never
Did
met
you cry?
Anyone. No, I didn't cry.
Who hit you? Your son?
Yes. It was.
Did they laugh
Did
at you?
Did you punish him?
No, I didn't. But no, because it really was a really quick kind of a sting feeling, and I instantly grabbed my face, and I realized, uh-oh, I'd better not really act like I'm hurt, even though this hurts in a weird way. So I played it up as if, oh, man, headshot. Oh, and I like really I took my emotional.
What your boys didn't know is that their daddy was a big baby and he was really in pain. You tried to make it look like you were just acting like it.
Exactly. Right? And that worked and it was great. And so, that's well, it's a little.
But what is the projectile? Is it a ball? Is it an arrow?
It looks like if you took like a, like a highlighter. Take a highlighter and slice it in half. About that. That's about that tall.
So it's a long projectile.
Yeah, a couple inches.
What a baby.
It's about the size of a chapstick.
Yeah, it's like maybe two, maybe 3 inches. You know,
and it's made of foam.
Here, I'll show you 2 inches.
There's 2 inches right there.
Right, well, this one had a rubber tip. Okay.
Does anybody see any evidence?
No, I'm telling you.
He's got makeup over it, I'm sure.
Did you put makeup on it?
Yeah, of course I did. Of course I did. No, I've got it right here. I've got my really nice
rubber stick.
I got my Garnier skin
re-Garnier.
I believe that's Garnier.
Whatever. All I know is Garnier. It's peach, and it's like no, I'm serious. It's like peach paint, and I just put this peach paint on my face.
You wear the same makeup Anne Hathaway wears.
That's
I love Anne Hathaway.
Wow. Okay. So moving forward, it's new release Tuesday, and there is just a little bit of swelling. All right.
Okay, we believe you.
Thanks. And out on CD today, maybe it's your thing. There's a girl called it's a group name. It's just one person called Cat Power, and the album is called Sun. If you like the band Korn, then you'd really, really like the path of.
Well, Korn, I don't know why they're laughing at Korn. Why? Why would they laugh at that?
Didn't they do a concert tour together with Hole, the band Hole, that one time?
They should have.
Yeah.
Appearing together, Korn, Hole, one night only. They should do that.
The Path of Loyalty was their most recent tour. The greatest hits of that tour can be available today if you really want to pick that up on CD. Matchbox 20, unfortunately, are now back together and better than ever, according to fans. Not a big fan of Matchbox 20. Really don't like that Rob Thomas guy, the lead singer, who kind of started out a little thin, then he got really fluffy, then he got awkwardly thin. I actually met Rob Thomas once, and the guy could not have been a bigger jerk. So really? I'm just not a fan, and it just always just irked me. You know, you meet somebody, maybe 5 minutes, ooh, celebrity, and they just rub you the wrong way.
Yeah, I met Fred Durst next door here. Remember when we had that
limp? Yeah. Yes.
Was that Limp Bizkit?
Yeah, from the LB.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Met him. He couldn't have been nicer.
Yeah.
Tattooed arms and everything, and to me, I'm sure to him, I was like some grandpa. I didn't know anything about
it. It was pretty funny when we were sitting there eating, and you just turned around. Somebody said, "Is that Fred Durst?" And you turned around and went, "Hey, Fred!" And he turned around and looked.
So you walked up, you're like, I have no idea who you are.
Well, I get it. The short version of the story is there was a girl who worked here who was losing her mind. She was running up down the halls here going, I can't believe it. Fred Durst is next door. I can't believe it. And I said, who? And she's telling me, I said, who the heck is that? So she wanted to go over. She was just hyperventilating. So I just went over, and I said, are you Fred? And he said, yeah. I said, you with a band or something? He goes, yeah. I said, well, I'm sorry, I've never heard of you. I don't know who you are, but there's some gal over here. Can I bring her over? He said, sure. So I came over here and got her. She was hysterical. My buddy Fred wants to say hi to you. And he couldn't have been nicer.
I think it's probably because you were just a real guy. You didn't, go crazy and bent out of shape.
I didn't know who he was. Right. Why would I go nuts? Big, didn't mean anything to me.
Big Bad Voodoo Daddy. Next year.
I like that group.
No, I'm serious. I love Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, man. Next year marks their 20th anniversary as a group. Brand new album today called Rattle Them Bones. It is really, really good stuff. Out on DVD and Blu-ray today, you can pick up a movie starring Jason Statham, where he does exactly what Jason Statham does in every single film, which means you'll get him topless. You'll get him doing that British Bruce Willis stare that he does. The movie is called Safe. It's really not that bad, but it pretty much is every other film you've ever seen Jason Statham in. First time ever on Blu-ray, Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Available for the first time ever today. I have a confession to make, Frank. There is one film where I find Sarah Jessica Parker attractive. There is one film, only one, where I find her attractive. It's a bit weird.
Must be some scene where she has her head cut off.
Was that the one where she, really young, where she was like a dancer in some contest?
I know.
What's the name of that one?
She was
semi in that.
What's the movie you're talking about?
Hocus Pocus. With Bette Midler. And
never heard.
Yes. Come on.
Well, you know why she was attractive? Well, she was compared next to Bette Midler.
Yeah, but they all play witches. Don't you say this was a kid's movie? It's a Halloween movie. They all play witches. And Sarah Jessica Parker had this really cool goth witch kind of look going on.
Oh,
and
you know what? You're right. You're exactly right.
She's hot as a goth witch.
I could see that.
Really? It really did work. Also, first time ever on Blu-ray. If you've never seen it, this movie will just. It'll just, the hairs in the back of your neck. It's not a scary movie, but, man, it's just creepy. The Hand That Rocks the Cradle.
Yes.
Out on Blu-ray. First time ever today. Also first time ever on Blu-ray.
Is that Rebecca De Mornay?
Yes.
Creepy movie.
Yeah. No, and the pump scene, that's just wrong. You guys remember the pump scene?
Yes. Hmm.
I don't.
Okay. Well, she basically wanted to, feed the baby that she was taking care of. So she got 1970, one of the very first disaster movies ever, Airport, is out on Blu-ray for the first time ever, starring Burt Lancaster, Jacqueline Bisset, Dean Martin, and Helen Hayes, who won the Oscar for her performance in Airport. I mean, nobody wins Oscars for disaster movies, but this was really just a big, giant, you know, roller coaster disaster movie. First time ever on Blu-ray, Airport is out today.
But it was not Burt Lancaster's favorite movie, because I talked to Burt Lancaster, and I said, what's your favorite movie? And he said, The Swimmer. And I said, can you do a line from The Swimmer? And he said, sure. Here's what he said.
I can swim all the way home.
Wow. All right, for you TV collectors, a couple of TV shows out on DVD today. Hung, Season 3, Grey's Anatomy, Season 8, Criminal Minds.
Hung like a horse.
Criminal Minds, Season 7, Fringe, Season 4, The Good Wife, Season 3. All these are on today. Haven, Season 2, Bored to Death, Season 3. The fourth season of Parks and Recreation is also out. And a show that unfortunately now is canceled out, and maybe it's because no more Steve Carell. The eighth season of The Office is available today on DVD. If you're looking for something to rent, good date movie, Jason Segel, The 5-Year Engagement comes out today. And if you're looking for a really creepy flick, out on Blu-ray today from 1985, Reanimator. I don't know if you guys ever caught that.
No.
About reanimating dead flesh and whatnot. 1985, kind of cheesy on the special effects, but if you saw it when you were a little kid, freaks you out. And last but not least, today is September the 4th.
Right.
September 7th, there's a Blu-ray release hitting. I wanted to tell everybody about, give you a heads up. The Harry Potter Wizard Collection on Blu-ray. Every film, 31 Blu-ray discs for $499.
Oh, wow. Everybody's going to want
that. September 7th. Just giving you a heads up. Your kids are going to want you to get it. It will list online, I found, for about $325. So just a little heads up. That'll do it for me. I'm out. Joe Hipperson for the Big 550 KTRS. Hip on entertainment.
All right. Thank you, Joe.
Take care, guys.
What a deal. Only $400-something.
Holy, how many movies?
I don't know. Who cares? 30-something discs. I don't even remember what it was for. Harry Potter or something. That's Joe Hipperson, brought to you by Oric and the 7 locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. Ask to see the new Miele vacuum cleaner. The talk of the vacuum cleaner world. That's a different world, that vacuum cleaner world, when those people get together. Now, your kitchen, your bathroom, that's what's going to date your house the most. That's what's going to make your house look 20 years old. Now, the outside of the house or other parts of the house, you may not be able to tell, but when you walk in the kitchen or the bathroom, that's the place. That's the part of the house that you can change and bring the rest of the house into 2012 and beyond 2012. And the reason I say beyond is if somebody does it with a vision, let me just pick somebody at random, like Thompson Price and his people, you're not going to get tired of that bathroom or that kitchen or that home entertainment room in 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 years. It's going to look up-to-date, current, stylish for a long, long time, because it's easy to make anything brand new exciting right now while it's brand new. The trick is, what's going to stand the test of time? What do you know is a fad and in a couple of years is going to look dated, and what's going to last? And Thompson Price and his people have a way of knowing what is going to hang on for a long time. And years from now, when you do it right, you're going to look at it and say to yourself, this was a smart, smart decision. I'm so glad we did it right. Not affiliated with any other kitchen and bath remodeling company. There's only one, Thompson Price. You can find out everything you need to know about them, including where the showroom is in De Pere, at thompsonprice.com.
With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, here's Tim Weil and Tim.
Well, I told you before, they cleared that accident on westbound 44 between Vandeventer and Kings Highway. Boy, it's running smooth, and then we just took a flight out to Six Flags. It looks good all the way out. On southbound 270, it's the usual stop-and-go traffic approaching 64 to a little bit south of Doherty Ferry. Westbound 64, that's jamming up from the Science Center through McCausland. 270 through Mason, there is a slow pocket again between 141 and Timberlake Manor, but after that, you look pretty good to the Boone Bridge. They've sent several emergency vehicles out to an accident involving a bus at Chambers and Gardner. Eastbound 270 is slowing now between Lindbergh and New Florissant. This traffic report brought to you by United Way. What do Bieber, Underwood, and police officers have in common? At GiveBidWin.com, United Way's online auction, you could bid on all of these and many more amazing items. Hurry. Auction ends on Thursday. Give bidwin.com. That's a look at airborne traffic with your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic. Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KATRS.
Good morning, Fairfield Golf Club. This is Lucy. How can I help you?
Hi, Lucy. This is Steve.
Hi, Steve. Will we see you and your friends this Thursday for your usual tee time?
Hey, we wouldn't miss it.
Good.
But the reason I'm calling is to find out if Fairfield does group outings.
Absolutely.
Great. Some people in the sales division where I work are trying to set up a fun golf outing with their customers.
Oh?
But I hear they're having a tough time finding a quality place within their budget.
We've done group outings in several different budget ranges. Do you know how many people they want to invite?
I don't know the details, but I was telling them about what a great course Fairfield is, and I thought that the awesome back patio would be perfect for a catered lunch.
Oh?
I know they want that.
I'm sure we can provide a nice outing for them.
Thanks. I'll pass on your name to the person coordinating it.
Okay.
Her name's Katie, and she'll probably be calling you today.
Thanks, Steve. We'll definitely take care of her. See you Thursday.
See you then.
Fairfield Golf Club, located in Columbia, Illinois, 10 minutes from South St. Louis County. For more information, call 618-281-7773 or visit the website at fairfieldgolfclub.com. Fairfield Golf Club, where the fun begins.
Make your outdoor memories this fall with a new RV from the St. Louis Fall RV Show and Sale. Get your best deal now on new models and closeouts. This Friday through Sunday, outdoors at St. Louis Mills Shopping Center. Free admission.
Fifth Third Bank believes that creating a better banking experience for everyone starts with listening. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank. Member FDIC.
St. Louis Closet Company can organize your master closet, your kids' closet, your pantry, your home office, laundry room, entertainment center, even your Murphy bed. Call St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limpress and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by the Cleve Cab, your AM and the PM Cab Company, 314-652-3456. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello,
Bill.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Well, the National Enquirer, coming out this Thursday, has an interview with John Travolta's former gay lover about their six-year relationship.
All right.
Travolta's lawyer said his client isn't gay, and he asked for the media to give Travolta some privacy so he can focus on all the end-of-summer fabric sales. And speaking of that, the Democratic Convention begins tonight in North Carolina, where on their party platform they'll call for acceptance of gay marriage, to which Newt Gingrich said marriage should be between a man and his first, second, and third wives. And Mitt Romney has said the president is like a coach, and his record on employment is 0-23 million.
Whoa.
Yeah, 0-23 million, which coincidentally is also the Cubs postseason record. Finally, this afternoon. Well, of all these social networking sites, amazingly, according to a new study, Twitter is the one most used by older adults. The most common tweet from a senior citizen, help, the nurse is stealing from me. Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by LaCleed Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company in downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Bill.
Okay, you're welcome.
He was on fire today.
Yep.
On fire. Don't go away. Playhouse is coming up. It is 5 o'clock.